people can just find an issue with it just because it's us.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. You know, I tell you what I took from the poem was a sense of, and I think what she was saying, folks, let's unite. I think it was a poem, in my opinion, of unity coming together. Now, if you notice, the only way the enemy can beat you is to divide and conquer. That's why you see so much division. And people, have to realize that you've got these puppeteers, or these puppeteers, and society is the puppet. People, and they're gonna make me want to hate you, or, and it doesn't matter. They want black people to hate white people and us to hate Chinese and whatever. Because if people united, okay, then we'll start looking at what's going on at the very, very top. It's an old trick, folks, and I'm serious. And it is complicated to pull off, but it's really simple in its concept if you think about it. And that's the whole idea. The people, the 1%ers, the 5%ers, they want a divided country. They want a divided world, okay? They do not want people paying attention to what's going on at the top, because otherwise things will not be, they can't have, instead of having, $10-15 billion, you know, they'll only have maybe one or two.
Well, another thing is the foundation of the black community in the past was the black church. That's where a lot of your people got together.
Okay.
I'm just
go ahead.
That's where your leaders in your community and people gathered to talk about things. People like famous pastors and preachers and politicians would come to speak at the black church.
Okay.
Just like now, you only see some of these politicians running in today's society when they come to speak at the black church right before election.
That's right.
You don't see it. They don't give a hoot or s about the black community.
I agree.
Once the voting is counted.
Right.
Okay.
Right. So absolutely.
Their street looks nice.
Uh huh.
Take a few blocks over to the right, take a few miles down to the left, and look through some of them other communities that's probably maybe 2 or 3 miles from the street mm-hmm. they live on, and you would think you're in a whole different city.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Clayton just answered the question. Remember, he posed the question, why do the children in Florida need permission to listen to a black author? He already knew the answer. Recently, Florida schools had asked parents for permission to have a black author to read to their children. Come on.
Oh, okay. I didn't see that on the news. Let
me repeat that.
Yeah, been on the news.
Recently, you know, these people have gone nuts. Latoya, Ishida.
But we have also allowed it.
You have what? Repeat that.
I said, but we have also allowed them to.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because, when it comes out time, because I tell you what happens here. Back in November, I had this educator on one of my shows. Oh, it's called Cultural Excellence. Cultural Excellence in Music, Art, Entertainment, Education, and Business, right? And I had this educator that was running for, I hear some noise in the background somewhere. Okay, I heard, and I had this educator on. And in my opinion, based on the other candidates, she was heads and shoulders better. I mean, she was the most qualified, person on, that was running. Okay? Most qualified. The others, and you guys already know this. Do you know to be on school board, you don't have to have, any knowledge about budgeting, about education, hiring, firing, and that's all part of the school board. Okay? Expenditures and things of that nature. You don't have to have qualifications for any of those things to run for school board. Did you know that? And when?
I didn't know that.
Oh, absolutely. Now you think about this. You got a moron in charge of the budget. How do you think that's going to work out for you? You got somebody who's uneducated, but the head of the educational committee. All right. Okay. And when you think of the curriculum, you have someone who's never hired anybody in their life. Okay. And they're in charge of personnel. How do you think these things are going to work? How are they going to work out? Yet this lady lost the election because her opponent had more money than she did. Now, this woman has been in education for over 30 years, holds a doctorate degree, associate dean at the college. Okay? She's taught everything from grade school all the way up to college. Yet she was not elected. The person with the most money won. This is the problem we're having, folks. This is the main problem. So that's how you make a change, and we have to make it at the grassroots level. We talk about the presidency, but folks, I'm going to tell you something. These local elections may be more important, okay?
That's where it really matters. I mean, not saying that the president doesn't matter, but you're local.
Absolutely.
That's where it matters.
Absolutely.
But do they even teach that in school anymore?
What, government?
About the electoral college and all of that.
I don't know.
That in school? Okay.
Is she the do they? Do they teach about the electoral college?
Yes, they do. But I think as a whole, we focus more on the presidential elections. Mm-hmm. And like LaToya was saying, we do not focus on our local elections, mm-hmm. which our local elections is what affects us directly, right?
That's right.
So the emphasis are not put on that. We hype up the presidential election, but what about your local election? So again, it comes back to educating ourselves on what's important. And that's where the breakdown is. We're not educated as a people on what's important.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, that's why this platform, Mark and also, Craig, is so vitally important, because this is what we're going to do each and every week. We're going to bring you some information or bring a little bit of education during this short period of time, bring you something. At least we can jumpstart this whole process and say, oh, well, maybe I do need to pay attention to this. Oh, well, I want to learn about this. We might have someone on here that it has a vocation that may spark your interest or that you're interested in. That's why it's important to bring grooves and swings from every walk of life all over the country, because all of our experiences may be similar in a way, but they are all different in their own way.
Well, let me say this, William, real quick before I go. You know, when it comes to the local election, I feel like it's more important for this reason.
Okay.
When that person is running for local office, he'll come to your church. Sometimes he'll come in your neighborhood, walk through your neighborhood, even sit on your porch, might even have a glass of tea with you or whatever. See, when you sit and you tell me what your plans are and how you're going to make it better in my community, mm-hmm. And you sit and you express that. See, now I'm going to have access to you because, see, you still live there.
Right.
And if you don't live up to what you're saying, there's an opportunity. You're going to have to answer to some. You're going to have to answer. Whereas when you get on a national election, the president, once they get your vote, they don't care about what you think.
Right.
And we're in a local standard. It does matter, because at that point, you don't keep your promise. You don't do what you're supposed to. You got to live with us.
Mm-hmm.
So you got some explaining to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't just pull the wool over someone's eyes when it's on a local level. But like you said, sometimes palms get greased and things happen.
Yep.
And that takes it to a whole different arena that I wouldn't even want to get involved with, because the one thing we don't control is a person can sit in your face. Just like when Trump won the first election and you had so many people, oh, yeah, I ain't no way I'm voting for him. Hey, when they got behind those curtains, a whole lot of things changed. And those same people that were smiling at you, telling you one thing, trust me, when they got behind that curtain, it was a whole different story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I tell you what, there is a young black politician. Well, he's going to run. And I don't have his name. I was watching on Facebook earlier today. He's 21 years old, and he's in Georgia somewhere, right? And he was at this church, okay? And he's staunch Republican, and he's talking the same junk that these Marjorie Taylor Greene and Jim Jordan and all those clowns are talking right there. And this is a young black dude, and you know, and he's talking, and it's a bald head pastor. He's up there. Yes, sir, brother, go on and talk. And this guy, he's talking like he's a young black preacher, right? Whatever it is. Come to find out that he's been raising money, right? And I think he raised something like $170,000, and he ran on a platform that somewhere, I believe it was in Georgia. I need to, somebody fact check me on this and I'll get it all together. But anyway, he was supposed to be raising money, because, his town was devastated by hurricanes or floods or whatever it was. And he was, it was during COVID. And he was raising money, and he was supposed to be giving it back to, some of these black businesses, right? And come and find out that he raised $170,000, $180,000. And he gave $10,000 to the black business, and he pocketed the other $170,000.
That sounds like Santos. You sure you're not talking about the guy in New York? That sounds like Santos, what he did in New York.
Hey, let's put it like that. He said
he won't go get the money back.
No. And he's up there preaching like, I mean, talking like he's so righteous and all this kind of other stuff. And so there's so many other things. Also, if we work on our local elections, then we might be able to cut out some of this gerrymandering that's going on. Redistricting. Folks, there's so many dirty tricks out here that is absolutely incredible. So if we were able to get even equal representation on a local level, then guess what? Then maybe we might have a fair election where if they put Craig over there in the white area and a whole bunch of other brothers over there and put me over here, there you just diluted my vote, you see.
Right.
You just diluted my vote. Oh, and I don't even see now, this is the problem I also have with the federal government. Why are they letting this go on? Why are they letting this go on? They know what's happening. Now, in some cases, they've been in some states here recently, that's been overturned where some people try to do it. Do it everywhere and get rid of that Electoral College. How in the world are you tell me I'm going to win the popular vote, but I lost in Electoral College? Now, Electoral College was 500 plus people, 512 or whatever that is. So you mean to tell me that these 500 knuckleheads are going to decide what goes on? Why even have a popular vote if you're going to go by the Electoral College anyway? Why have the Electoral College? Let's get rid of it. It should have been banned a long time ago, or dispersed or disbanded a long time ago. Latoya?
It's not going to happen as long as the Republicans have a say-so.
Well, when Democrats had to say-so, they still didn't get rid of it.
But because it's, you know, they're in a minority.
Now?
And it keeps them in the fight with gerrymandering. I think Democrats have won 58%. Mm-hmm. The popular votes in elections. However, as far as seats in Congress, especially in the House, speaking of the House.
Man, yeah. Dysfunctional House.
What's happening in the House.
Oh, I see what's happening.
The majority in the House. Mm-hmm. We won 58%.
Right.
But they still have the majority. Something is wrong.
Something is definitely wrong. You know, and I tell you, and like we said, the local elections are very important. And as far as the Senate and the Congress is concerned, wow, boy, that's a whole nother story. Latoya,
So then that means that it's very not only important for us, but it's important for our children.
Absolutely, because those laws that they pass, once those laws are on the books, it is hard, if ever, for them to come off. It is absolutely incredible.
And I know you asked a question earlier. You were saying how, you were asking, why is it hard for us to tell the truth about our story?
Uh-huh.
And it goes with anything and in a whole lot of stories. We live in a time now where it's easy to offend someone.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to offend. We want to fit in. We don't want to cause a rift. We want to be in harmony. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't live in harmony and love each other and support each other. But all confrontation isn't bad.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sometimes you need a little confrontation to get some, you know.
Get somebody's attention.
I mean, you need a little... you need a little to get things going.
I couldn't agree more.
Yes, like you said, and we all agree. Yes, the peace is good. Martin Luther King talked about that, and we're gonna march in peace, and we're gonna be in peace, and we're not gonna do nonviolent. But at the same time, you have your Malcolm X, and you're saying, okay, by any means, ma'am. You know what I mean?
Right. So, absolutely. Absolutely.
I think that's where everything comes from, and it's us just being honest.
Right. Right. Right.
Having a platform to be honest.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Oh, let's do this.
You know what I mean? It is either it is or it isn't. It you know is. What I mean?
So. Yeah, I said it off. Yeah, there's no gray area. There is no gray area. That's where we get stuck in that gray area. Oh, wow, Yoshida had to leave. She had to jump off. And I want to state again, Yoshida, if you're still listening, thank you so much. And for what you do, I think what you're doing is highly it's extremely valuable, you know, teaching our kids, and you're teaching our kids some things that they aren't learning. They are not learning in our public schools. And she's open when the schools aren't. And 2 years in a row, I think she got what, best summer camp award in 22 correct. And in 23. Best correct. Summer camp award. Outstanding. Outstanding. Oh, by the News, and Observer.
What state is that?
Oh, she's in North Carolina, right?
North Carolina. Raleigh.
Raleigh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yes. And let's see. And if you want to reach her, I believe her website is www.ileadkidscamp.com. www.ileadkidscamp.com. All right. Okay. Oh, wow. Thanks, Mark. Mark has to go also. Wow. Hey, is there anything else, Craig, or? Because I think we might wrap this segment up right now. And Latoya, is there anything you like to say in closing?
Latoya, you can go first.
I was gonna let you go first.
Okay. Well, we just need to look,
age before beauty.
I like that. That was creative. All right. Look, I'm going to get some sleep tonight. By next week.
Uh-oh. Yeah. What are you trying to say?
Yeah, that's usually going to come. Right. I hear you, baby. So we need to find a way where we can channel all the brothers and sisters that at least know about this network.
Right.
And about this podcast. So we can get all the brothers at least to have some knowledge that it exists. The word can spread. It's up to them whether they may have the time. I know we're all busy in our different worlds, but we can at least look at it, listen to it if we can't look at it while we're doing other things. But
right.
The thing we want to do is just let the brothers and sisters know that this podcast does exist.
It's not a podcast. It's a broadcast.
Okay. Broadcast. I said broadcast.
You said podcast.
I said broadcast. See, I'm the game changer. I said broadcast. I did say podcast.
He did.
But this broadcast exists. Right. And it's an opportunity for us to network, share some ideas, and we can interact with one another.
Right.
And that's what we need. And I think if we can keep this moving forward from this day positive with some good positive energy, the word will get out.
I'm sure it will. This is our first one, and I'm excited about it. And in the last 87 minutes or so, I think a lot of really good information was disseminated. I think we achieve our objective here. Latoya, you're excellent, and I really love Yoshida and what she's doing. And we've got other brothers and sisters that's going to come on. Look, we've got brothers and sisters from around the nation. So each week, I'm sure we're going to have someone on, or we're going to have something here of value to our audience. So I'm not even concerned about that part. But I'm just glad that we did the first one so we have an idea of how this thing is going to work for us. And anyone who's listening to us right now, whether you north, south, east, or west, share it with your friends. Please share it with your friends. Now, this particular show will be on the website in about 24 hours. You can go to studio Buzz. Look under archive shows. Archive shows. I still might put it on the podcast too, since, you know, I have a section for podcasts.
You do have a section for podcasts?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Well, you won't make me out a liar. Okay, I got you. But I have one friend that she had a problem getting on the show. We may have to do some troubleshooting to people that may have some problems trying to connect. And that was my good friend, Tanya McCoy. Tanya McCoy, if you didn't get on today, well, make sure you get on next Tuesday.
Okay. As a matter of fact,
she used to be past president of Swing Five Swing.
Right.
Love you. Love you, Tanya.
Hey, didn't you tell me that you know Rock?
Yeah, I know Rock.
Rock said, excellent show.
That's what Rock said. She saw me on that. Rock, what's up?
And she didn't say anything about Craig, excellent show. She didn't say that. She just said, excellent show.
No.
Rocky didn't say that.
She said, excellent show. She didn't mention your name.
Keep reading.
I'm at the end. There's nothing else to read, Craig.
Let me see.
Tanya, Latoya, I'm sorry.
Just having fun.
Yes. Latoya, in closing, what would you like to share?
I just would like to say that before I close, though, I just cannot get off of here and not mention the first Black mayor of Raleigh, North Carolina, which is Clarence Effort Lightner, which is also my chapter sister's father. I just want to throw that in there.
Oh, okay.
Which is also my other line sister's grandfather.
Okay.
So I can't, since you threw out, you know.
Right, right. Well, perhaps we can get him on the program one day.
Yes, yeah, so we could definitely get his daughter or his granddaughter. Maybe they would like to talk.
Yes, let's do that. And these are your line sisters?
Well, my line sister is his granddaughter.
Okay.
And my chapter sister is his daughter, Deborah Lightner.
Outstanding. Well, let's do that.
But I just want to say that I'm grateful for this platform. I'm grateful that we'll have an opportunity to speak to brothers and sisters around the world, and also not even just brothers and sisters, but just other people who are in our communities.
Absolutely, okay. Absolutely. And we do want
to see what we can how we can help to continue to help. Because we are doing excellent things out here, and to let everybody know that we're here and we're not going anywhere.
Look, Toya, will you be on next week?
Yeah, are you gonna be here next week?
I'm gonna try my best.
You already said before that you're gonna be here next week.
That's what you said.
I'm gonna be here next week.
You said you're gonna get some sleep, so you'll be here next week.
But my question is it any way that we can find out what's going on and make a report about St. Aug? I understand that they're in some financial trouble.
That's the next thing I'm working on as well. So you are good to go. I do know. Trying to set up some things to have a beautification day.
Okay.
Meaning, I'm trying to set up to clean up the campus,
mm-hmm.
Feed the kids, just do what we can.
Okay, right.
We'll have more next week. But yes, working on that actually.
Right.
As we speak.
Okay. Yeah. Let's expound on that. Let's expound on that next week and talk about it, because this is what we want to do. And that's the whole idea of this platform, for us all to come together as a unit, north, south, east, west. I know I said that before. Bring all the grooves and swings together here. And, throughout the year, we're going to have different grooves, different swings, different people with different vocations and different experiences and whatever it is. It can be anything from music to politics or whatever contributions. We'll bring it all to the storehouse. Let's look at this as the storehouse right here. And this is what we're going to do. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been Groove Swing Speaks. I want to thank my co-hosts again, the lovely Latoya Yvette, and my co-host Craig. Man, it's been a pleasure, brother.
Been a pleasure. And that's why they call me the game changer. Your show just went skyrocketed, man.
Oh, is that right? Okay, yes, all right. Yes, okay, yes, I got, okay, Craig, I got something for you.
It's been a pleasure.
pleasure. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Nice talking to you, LaToya.
It's been a pleasure, Game Show.
Gentlemen, that was the debut of Groove Swing Speaks. Hey, don't forget to join us next week, 4 p.m. on the West, 7 p.m. on the East. Enjoy.
Stephen St. James doing the monkey slide. Spotter G, Nut Brown, and Love Jones doing the duck. Eric Thomas, Dr. Graham, Trail, Paul Todd, George Lee, Freight Train, Carmen Booz, and Linda Lou. Don't know what's up, Nicky D,
Candyman,
DDT,
Queen Bee,
FLJ,
Jim Stevens,
Larry Steele,
Mark Dillon,
Tony Jaa,
Robert Henderson,
Val Locke,
Arkansas Reed,
Fantastic Free, Frank Davis, D. Weasel, Outlaw, Burning Camera, Cowboy, and Fleetwood. It ain't no party.
It ain't no party.
Like a grown folks party. Dog Rob, Bright Man, Georgia, Beverly Fessel. Ain't no party.
Like a grown folks party.
Take you back. We had it going on. Gonna take you back. We partied all night long. I know somebody ought to want to go back out there. You see, ain't nobody tripping, just jamming to them old school songs. Just go back just for a moment with me. Jamming to them old
let's get it on. And party to the old school song. Elvis Presley. I just love to see Elvis wiggle his legs, shake for a while. Oh, yeah. I'm just taking you back down because somebody needs to remind you. Let's party like we used to. Let's party like we
used to. Baby. Oh, yeah.
Y'all might as well come on.
Put your hands together right here. Way that I love you, yeah. Promise me that you'll always be true, yeah. Don't play with my loving, honey, 'cause I don't think that's funny. No.
I'm tired of lying, peeping and hiding in low class places. Oh, I'm so tired, baby. I'm tired of worrying whenever I come home late with your lipstick traces. Oh, yes, I am. You can rest assured, my woman, no fool. She can tell I've been loving you. Stealing your love is getting harder and harder. The excuses I've been giving just for whole water. I'm running out. Got too many alibis. Oh, yes, I'm spreading myself. I'm spreading myself a little too thin. Trying to do the job of too many men. When I'm with somebody else, you know, a lot of times I don't want to talk about it, and I try to get it off of my mind, but then my conscience, you know, everybody got a conscience, my conscience gets to bother me, and when I try to go to sleep at night, seems like to me I can hear my conscience say, shame, you ought to be ashamed of yourself. You know you got a good woman, and you ought to treat her right. And I made a deal with my conscience. If my conscience didn't bother me, then I sure wouldn't bother my conscience. But every now and then, they come around to me and tell me, you know you've been wrong. Yes, you have. A lot of fellas out there been wrong. You ought to go to your babe and tell her, honey. I'm sorry that I did you wrong.
baby. Just let me be, yeah. Told me you was lonely. And you needed somebody in your life. Found out you was phony. 'Cause I found out that you somebody's wife. What you want with me? I don't want no problems, baby. Just let me be. Girl, if that's your man. What you want with me? I don't want no problems, baby. Just let me be. How'd you get my number? And why do you keep calling my phone? Can't you see it's we'll be right back.